Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:02, and we have our guest Alicia Holder in the studio today with us. She is the director of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, and she is here to talk about the 4th of July. So, Alicia, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get right to it. We know that there are a ton of events on the 4th and around the 4th, but let's start with the fireworks since that is changing up a bit. What do people need to know?
Yeah, so the fireworks are, they have a location change this year. They will be on the 3rd of July, same as they have been the last couple of years, but they will now be shot off from the ball field. So that area, the baseball field, the nature trail area, that is going to be off limits to the public for the day of the 3rd while our volunteer fire department is getting set up down there. And obviously it'll be off limits for the evening when the fireworks show is happening. But as far as viewing areas, we've got plenty of viewing area. We've got the entire track kind of ready to go. The City of Wrangell, Public Works, Roland Howell and his crew did some cleanup up on the track. They got rid of all those nails and bonfire debris that's up there. They did some brush clearing. They leveled out the drive-in area. So it's ready for us up there, and we'll have probably like 70% of the track blocked off available for parking. And then the other portion where people can kind of just hang out, set up their lawn chairs. Ramey's going to have a beer garden up there. Jill's going to do street tacos. And there's a bunch of other food booths. Trego, the band, is going to be there. Trego was here for KSDK's Halloween party.
We love them.
Last year. Yeah, they're great. They'll be up there playing on the 3rd before the fireworks. And there's lots of room it's definitely bring your own lawn chair if you want to have a place to sit. But I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun too. When I was looking at the map today, I thought it said build your own lawn chair.
Build your own lawn chair. I mean, I guess if you want to get real crafty, you can do that.
But it's bring your own lawn chair, guys. Yeah. So you're going to have viewing area that's kind of on the ground near the covered area, but then also just uphill, like on the track, that part where people sled.
And Yeah. Right up there. Yep.
And, the rest of that is going to be for parking. It's cool.
Parking. So like I said, on the track and then like one lane of spur road, people can park there as well as the other side of the elementary school, like between the elementary school and the hospital. So there should be plenty of parking.
Absolutely. And then you're having buses too.
Yes, shuttle buses. So Alaska Vistas and Breakaway Adventures have very generously offered to give free bus rides. They'll do a bus ride from downtown to the ball field before the fireworks and then back down after the fireworks. So they will be staged like in front of the pavilion where the queen booths are right now at about 9:30, 9:45, and they'll head up to the ball field at 10 o'clock. So if you're downtown having some adult beverages and you don't want to drive up to the track, but you want to get up there to see the fireworks show, they'll have the buses ready to go. And then about 15 minutes after the fireworks, they'll be at the basketball court covered area and they'll leave back downtown. So once the fireworks are over, if you want to go back downtown, there's your ride. And they're doing that for free, which is that's awesome of them. Tipping definitely encouraged for their drivers that are working that evening.
For sure. Okay. Well, thanks to them for helping you guys out. That's cool. And then remind folks again, why are we making this switch?
Yeah, so typically the fireworks are shot off of City Dock. There has to be a perimeter that is completely unoccupied while the fire department is setting up for the fireworks while they're shooting off the fireworks. And they've been making it work down there for as long as they've been doing it, but they've always had some concerns, and really there's been people in that area when they're not supposed to be. There's just so much going on down there on the 3rd of July, the 2nd of July. There's cruise ship activities, you know, there's businesses down there, there's logging shows set up, there's so much happening. It's impossible to keep that area clear, and it's really just a safety concern. So we decided to make the move.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you for that. And, you know, let's just go ahead and get on with it. So events start as early as Thursday, the June 27th.
Yes, that's this Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, boy, already.
I know. It doesn't feel real quite yet, but here we go. It's happening. Yeah, our first event, Thursday. It's our fifth annual Red, White, and Blue Fair, and Michael Banya and the ladies at the Wrangell Art Gallery are taking that on this year. So it's exhibit drop-off day at the Nolan Center, June 27th, this Thursday, and that's for all kinds of artwork, and like if you bake or if you homebrew beer or wine or you're a photographer or you knit or crochet, there's so many categories. That information's up on our website, wranglechamber.org. But we definitely want to get as many entries for that as we can. And then we'll also, AML, they donate shipping. So if you want your entry to go on to the Haines Southeast State Fair, they will ship your entry for free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And yeah, you guys work that out with AML. That's
yeah, AML. That's very nice. They donate that to the art fair, and they do so much actually for the 4th of July. They do a ton of setup and behind the scenes work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. I'm very interested in behind the scenes. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to be doing on the 3rd and the 4th?
I'm just going to be probably running around like a crazy person. the 3rd, so we'll have, we've got the 3-on-3 basketball tournament starting on the 3rd, the target competition, big wheel races, the talent show, and our royalty coronation, crowning of our royalty court, which obviously this year is just Abby. Mm-hmm. So I'll just be kind of bouncing back and forth between all those events, making sure everything's going well, setting things up.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, all these events have their chairperson, and you're there in case.
Yes.
In case anything happens.
Yep. I'm backup. You're backup. But a lot of these people have been chairing these events for years, and they know what they're doing. So I'm really grateful for these people that just kind of take on their event, and they tell me what they need from me. I get it to them, and then they do what needs to be done.
Okay, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, let's go ahead on that note. You know, people that have been doing their events for a long time, not a change this year, but something that's going to change in the near future is the Chuck Oliver Logging Show. So that has been ran by Randy Oliver and eventually will not be.
Yes. So Randy is kind of retiring from his position as the chairperson for the Chuck Oliver Logging Show. This will be his last year. He's been doing it for, I think, 30 plus years. He kind of did it with his dad back in the day. And he's just decided he's going to retire from that. And luckily, we did have someone step up, Thomas Rowland, who has helped Randy with the event in the past years. He's volunteered. So he's kind of shadowing Randy this year and seeing how everything is done so that he can hopefully take it on himself next year. I know Randy he's kind of going out with a bang. He's adding back in some events this year, so it should be a really good show.
Yeah, what kind of events?
I don't know what he has exactly decided to add. He didn't tell me yet, but I know he was going to add in maybe two or three more events that they used to do. He said maybe even a kids event. So we'll see what he comes up with.
Cool. That sounds great. So let's see. So we've got that event going on. So let's just bring it back to, let's see, you're going to have the run on this Saturday.
Yes.
You have the run, but then you're also going to have the triathlon the next day. Oh boy.
Yeah. So if you're really ambitious, go ahead and do the long-term care color run this Saturday. And that's fun. That's kind of the one where you wear your white t-shirt and they throw colored powder at you. The next day is the Tongass Tough Man.
Oh boy.
So we'll see if there's any brave faces both days.
I bet there will be.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Sunday you also have the Crazy Craft Race at 1 p.m.
Yes.
Cool.
That's a fun one. Anything that floats except a boat. We had to put in there this year, you must be on your flotation device. I think there were some people last year just kind of swimming around out there while kicking a floaty.
Yes.
That's cheating. You have to be on whatever you build or bring.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay. And then, let's see, so the Welcome Home Picnic, that is going to be, that's Monday for folks, okay, at Shoemaker Park.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
So bring your families that are just getting into town, come yourself, bring a dish to share. Wrangell IGA is donating like burgers and hot dogs and drinks, and some of the Wells Fargo crew is going to be there helping cook and help with the pie eating contest. Yes, that happens at the picnic.
That's awesome. How many pies can one person eat?
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know. I don't think I could do more than one.
One would be a lot. I bet I could do one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Tuesday we'll have the Art Clark Scrapfish Derby. So that's for ages 6 to 9 and 10 to 13.
Yes, they do kind of two separate age categories for that one. That's hosted by Darian Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, for the Art Clark Scrapfish Derby, that's kind of for the little bit older kids. So they'll be down there by themselves without their parents. And obviously there's lots of volunteers helping them, but they got to bait their own hook and do all the work. And then there's the Tiny Tot Scrapfish Derby after that for the smaller kids, 0 to 6, and parents can go down there with them and help them out a bit more.
Absolutely. Yeah. We did a video on Darian last year, and we had a part where we videotaped the Art Clark Scrapfish Derby. Really intense, high stakes.
Yeah. Those kids are serious. It's so fun.
Okay, and then KSDK, they're going to have their oyster bar.
Yes, yum.
Yeah, so 12 p.m. that Tuesday. So all the folks here will be helping out, and we would love to have you come down.
Is that down at the pit stop, Ramey's area?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And we'll have barbecue pork for all those people that might not want oysters.
Perfect.
So then more Tuesday. Okay. This is the Alaska Airlines tickets drawing.
That's just a group, ANSA. Mm. They've been selling tickets for a while, so they'll do their big drawing that day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They need to come by the station and sell me some tickets.
Yeah.
I welcome your hustling. Okay, and then canoe racing is in the afternoon. Let's see. And then the Greased Pole, and that is chaired by Tony Marie.
Yep.
So that's a good time. And then, of course, okay, and then so the band is going to be playing before the fireworks, but they're also going to be playing Tuesday.
Yep.
at Ramey's.
Tuesday at Ramey's, starting at 9 p.m. Yeah, okay. So we get two nights of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, and then Wednesday, like you said, there's going to be the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. I've heard that that is changing locations.
That is at a new location. So that is at the Kyle Ingerman Playground, so the playground right next to the library. And it should be good. I've been keeping my eye on the weather. I'm hoping it will be decent out that day. But if it does, if there's a downpour, they'll move it to the old gym.
Oh, yeah. For sure, for sure. Okay. And then you've got the Target competition Wednesday as well in the morning.
Yep, show up anytime between 8 and noon and shoot your targets there.
Okay, cool. And then it looks like, okay, the big wheel races are going to be in the afternoon. That's for ages 3 and up. And then there's the talent show that Wednesday evening. How is that going for you guys?
It's going great. Bonnie Ritchie and Abigail Bilow, they're chairing the talent show, and they're like so into it. It's really fun to watch them get ready for it. Last year they did like the Greatest Showman theme, and then this year they're just kind of going with our 4th of July theme, back to our roots. I don't know if we've said that yet. And so they're going to have some like Alaska Native dancers, and they're gonna have someone representing like the logging and fishing, and so they're going all out. They're really fun.
So I guess so this is a talent show. Is it more of a talent show or like a pageant, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a talent show, and then they're kind of us putting their own spin on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we're looking for people to sign up for the talent show, so if anyone is interested, and it's groups, individuals, adults, teenagers, kids, and there's cash prizes. So,
absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of money to be had during these celebrations.
Yep, lots of prize money.
Okay. And then while we're on the topic, yeah, you mentioned that the theme of this year's 4th of July is Back to Our Roots. How did you guys decide that?
Well, that was really, I think my board helped me decide that. So some of my board members are like Keely Silverson, Caitlin Cardinal, Lucy Robinson. I think like Caitlin and Lucy kind of threw that out there, and I just thought it was a really good idea. And then we went to Grace Carson, who is an awesome artist. She designed the logo. It's so great. We worked with the WCA, Wrangell Cooperative Association, to kind of make sure for the like Native art aspect of it that we were doing that appropriately. And yeah, Grace did a fantastic job. It's like one of my favorite logos.
Yes, and you're representing it today.
Yes, I'm wearing it right now. And we have shirts and hoodies and stickers for sale at the Chamber. So come get it so you can wear it on the 4th.
Absolutely. How much are the t-shirts?
T-shirts are $20. Hoodies are $30.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, so it's beautiful. Black and white sort of etching style. Yeah, very awesome. Cool. Okay, shout out to Grace. Okay, then let's keep it going. And of course, Wednesday night, we're going to be having the band Trego play with the fireworks shortly after that. And then it's the 4th of July.
Then it's the 4th. Yep.
Okay. So we know that, as always, that entails the parade. Yeah. Any event you want to highlight for the 4th?
I mean, let's see. So you can start off your day with the fun run, walk, or bike if you're really ambitious. There's the Junior Olympics. That's we brought it back last year, so this is its second year back. I think they used to do it a while ago, and that's the White family, the White Center Prizes, Todd White. That's kind of a fun one for kids aged 4 to 8. It's like water balloon toss, tug of war, 50-yard dash. And then the street games and egg toss. And I know Darian's kind of working on revamping those this year. We'd like to get some more participation from the like 21 to 30 year olds. They're slacking. They're not doing those races and the gunny sack races and the three-legged races. So we had an idea of maybe if we used drink and beer chips as a prize, maybe we could get some more interest in those. And there's cash prizes as well if you don't want a drink or beer chip. But and then the egg toss at 4:30, and she is adding an ultimate egg toss this year. So kind of like bringing back everyone that won in each age category and pitting them against each other. And I think there's like a $100 cash prize for that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then let's see what else we've got. Obviously, our food booths and game vendors downtown all day. We've got all kinds of good food happening. Catholic mm-hmm. Church burgers, the Holy Burgers. That's definitely a favorite. There'll be Thai food, and the Meisners are doing seafood. Nurse's Root Beer is back this year. They didn't do it last year, and I heard a lot of grumbling about that. So they're back.
Glad to hear it.
Yes. Lots of good food. The Elks will have their beer garden, and they've got kind of a long list of events going on throughout the week too. So definitely check out their event list.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course we've got the boat races. This is their third year back. So that's fun. We're going to have a limited, unlimited, the jet boat slalom, the rooster tail. Those start at 4:30.
Okay, so this is going to look pretty similar to last year.
It is. Yep, it's pretty much the same. We moved some time slots around to try to make things work a little bit better for our volunteers, but it's pretty similar.
Okay. Yeah, so that's cuz I didn't know if they were still going to be doing the straight track or do round.
We've talked about doing the oval course, but we just haven't got enough people interested in it. I think there was one person this year that said they would do it for sure. And it's a lot of work for them to set up all those buoys. It's a lot of work just to set up the buoys for the straight course, but the oval course, it's a lot of buoys to go out there and set up and manage. So we're not going to do it this year. We may keep talking about doing it next year. I know they've got some ideas of how to get some more participation and maybe make that work, because it would be fun to watch mm-hmm. the oval course.
Yeah. And cash prizes, of course, for those guys.
Yep. There's some pretty decent prizes for those. I think there's maybe like $1,000 first place prize.
I think
For the unlimited, maybe $700 for limited.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some good prizes.
Yeah, very cool. And if you want to enter into that, you do need to get some sort of insurance. You have to, and it's a $50 fee that's included.
Yeah. So the chamber, actually, in the boat racing, the Stickeen River Racing Rats, we have a special event insurance for that. But mm-hmm. You have to, there's some paperwork involved. Yeah, you have to sign up to be like an APBA racer for the like single event day. So if you are planning to do the boat races, there's information about that on our website as well, where you can kind of read the rules and the signals and figure out all the information and then sign up on the day of at City Dock at 2:30.
Okay, absolutely. Cool. Then that will be a full day of events.
Yep. And then log rolling, of course. Yep. It's happening. It'll happen just kind of immediately after the boat races.
Okay. And then prizes again. Prizes all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like big prizes for the boat races. And of course, the ticket pool. You could win. How much could you win for that?
So let's see. First place is 4,000. Second is 3,000. Third, 2,000. Fourth, 1,000. And all of the money for these prizes, the equipment, like all the supplies for all of these events that we're able to have, comes from that royalty contest that's happening now. So make sure you're supporting that. The boat race prize money does come from, we have special sponsors for the boat races. So that's why we're able to give such large prizes for that. But most of this would not be possible without our royalty contest.
Okay. And this year, your lone wolf and her gang and the many people that help her.
Yeah, she has a great team. And I mean, the community's been supportive and she's doing really well. So it's good. But definitely just keep that in mind when you have Abby knocking on your door to sell you tickets. It's for the 4th.
Well, and remember that you could win up to $4,000.
Yeah, you can win a lot of money.
Cool. So how? So she's going to wrap that up. I mean, when's the last time we can get food from her and buy tickets from her?
So she'll be selling tickets until 4 o'clock, I think, on the 3rd. Her last food booth day, I think, is going to be the 1st. And then she's doing a bake sale on the 2nd.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome. So obviously there's a ton of stuff going on, and if you don't have a printed copy of the 4th of July schedule, get one. It'll serve you well from Thursday until July 4th.
Yes. Yeah. I've been dropping them off pretty much daily at both grocery stores people can grab copies, and we've got them in the office as well.
Cool. Cool. Okay. Well, Alicia, thank you for coming in and giving us a heads up. And I know it's a busy time for you. So thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Of course. Thank you. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:29. And we will not be back next week because it will be the 2nd of July. We will be hosting our KSDK Oyster Bar. So you can come out noon to have some oysters. We won't be airing this show, but we will be back the Tuesday after that. So